Heidi Voigt from NBC Connecticut, our longtime friend, stepping away from NBC Connecticut. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I was sad to hear that news. Kind of surprised, too, but I know you had some a tragedy in your personal life, and I figured that had something to do with you stepping away.
It does, for sure. It's a big part of it. My mother was murdered 2 years ago, almost in February of 2023, and there's a lot to the story that people don't know yet. It'll come out eventually, but I've just been living through some pretty unimaginable stuff off air, and I was diagnosed with PTSD after confronting my mother's murderer, and that makes it tough to keep waking up at 2:30 in the morning when you're dealing with, you know, sleep disturbances and a whole other host of things. So
You got to go on and smile for the camera.
Right.
Yeah. Although that wasn't hard to do because I really, truly loved I loved it.
It
I love what I do.
It definitely showed. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's the viewers. I've been in, like, I call it my little grief cocoon. Like, my life is very quiet right now. And so when I posted on Monday that, you know, I'm not coming back to the morning show, I was just floored, overwhelmed, like, literally thousands of comments and messages. I'm so thankful.
How long had you been doing the morning show?
10 years.
10.
Whoa.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, and on an average of like 5 hours of sleep a night with two little kids at home. And, you know, it takes a toll. I actually ended up in the ICU last spring. My body just kind of hit the wall. And that was a big wake up call for me. Like, I want to be healthy for my kids and for myself. And I'm no good to anybody if I burn out.
Yeah.
But what a story you have. I think you're a Netflix special. You know, your beginning, you had some very rough times, and then you became a morning news anchor in a top 25 market.
I know.
Pretty wild. Like, you would show up at the toy drive and jump up on stage and sing with the band, and then you were one of those, you know, those lawyers' offices, they go to the biker rallies and they have the girls there?
Yeah.
She was one of them for a while.
And Miss Connecticut.
And Miss Connecticut.
Yeah. Can't forget that part. Yeah.
And then,
what have you done?
No really? Kidding. Yeah. What are you going to do, fly an airplane next?
She was a stewardess for a while. I'm a flight attendant.
That's right, I was.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It makes me emotional because I'm like, this is my home. I was born and raised in Connecticut. I grew up watching, you know, I wanted to be like Denise DiCenzo, Ann Nyberg, Janet Peckinpah, you know, Joanne Nesty. That was my dream. And that's why it makes me so emotional. It's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, you did. You did do it.
Definitely.
But I didn't finish yet. Like, that's the thing. It's like,
well, you take a break and you come back.
Yeah, you pause for a while and then reset.
And I think that this experience, like, you know, everything that's going on with my mom, and there's so much that my family, there's a lot we're going to be saying in the days to come about that. There's a lot of things that are broken in the system that need to be fixed, and there needs to be accountability.
Her mother should be alive now. The person who murdered her mother was supposed to be in jail. And how many times have we heard this story? We have a friend of ours who in this building who lost her cousin because of someone who was supposed to be behind bars.
Yeah, should have stayed there.
Yeah. He had a 20-year violent felony history, criminal history in multiple states, multiple domestic violence arrests. He strangled a woman in Connecticut in 2018 and was let out on bond for 5 years. And ultimately, his sentence he got for that was probation.
But he strangled her to death.
Yeah.
Right?
No, the woman in Connecticut who he strangled in 2018, she survived.
Oh.
My mother, however, did not.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if Connecticut had sentenced him to any time, he wouldn't have been free to run to Vermont, unfortunately meet my mother, and end up renting a room from her.
It's one of those stories, too. You know, her mother's just doing the right thing.
Yeah.
For someone who claimed to be a veteran, you know, was not a veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a horrible story.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with yourself now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, for now, I'm just... I wake up every morning and I get my kids ready for school. I got 14 chickens, 2 cats, and a dog.
Nice.
So 14 chickens.
Wow.
All right, so you're not part of this egg crisis.
Right, so you need eggs. You got eggs.
No, you need eggs. I got the hookup. I got, nice. I get like a dozen a day.
She's an egg dealer.
No, I am an egg dealer. No, I'm just, I'm focusing on my health right now.
Yeah.
Mental health, physical health, and really just being present, fully present for my kids. Because I always used to say, like, oh, the morning show, it's great. You're done by midday, and then I'm around for my kids. But, like, there's a difference between being present physically and being exhausted and being fully present and engaged. And so that's my focus right now. But I'm also thinking about, like, in the future, when I'm ready to go back to work, like, what is that going to look like? And how this experience has changed me in every way. And I want to do something to honor my mom's legacy and to give voice to other survivors of homicide and victims of crime and hopefully make a change. I don't know what that looks like yet.
Yeah, you know what television needs, and I've been saying this a lot.
What's that?
Remember back in the day, they used to have this, they all had a reporter that they would just let go and go after government or businesses or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a consumer protection person.
Yeah.
And they kind of just like let the person go. They didn't say, oh, you can't go after that person because, they spend money with us. It was just like, go for it.
Yeah.
Go bananas.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, but look at independent journalism these days. That's why there's this whole emerging, the media landscape is totally changing. And there are people that are doing that now on different platforms, not with legacy media, but on their own. And it's changing the game. And I think we need to flip the script when it comes to, like, true crime is huge. But so much of it, and even in, like, mainstream news, so much of how we talk about crime, and these are people's tragedies. It's not entertainment. And it's so much of the coverage is so often from this, like, voyeuristic perspective, sometimes without even the involvement or consent of the families affected by it. I'd like to change that somehow.
Yeah, I know you will.
Yeah,
you've done everything you said you were going to do.
Yep.
Everything.
Yep. This is true.
Well, I had an amazing role model in my mom, and she was nothing if not kind. And she always taught us to give back, and I'm just going to keep going, to fight for her and to honor her.
What was management like when you told them you're stepping down?
I don't think they were surprised. I've been very open with my struggles through all of this the last 2 years. It's hard. I've been living a hell that I had to keep it a secret for the first 5 months after my mom died. I couldn't even say that she was murdered. Because her killer thought that he got away with it. He staged the scene to make it look like a natural death, which at first they thought it was, until I said, I want an autopsy. And then they discovered it was not a natural death.
Wow,
so,
good for you.
I mean, I've just been living this hell, and it has taken a toll. And so, no, I don't, they weren't surprised by any means.
Yeah, they saw the struggles. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm sad that you're not on. I like you on television.
Yeah.
I'm sad you're not going to be on television, but I'm happy that you're, going to go find your footing and then come back.
Get some me time also. Yeah.
And those kids, I got to tell you, it seemed like yesterday I had young Chaz in my arm and I was looking down at his face and feeding him a bottle.
Right.
And now, like, I wouldn't be able to do that.
No. Well,
he's 31.
Yeah.
And weighs more than me.
Different kind of bottle, too.
Yeah, different kind of bottle I'd be feeding him. But it goes by fast, so good for you to, be able to suck in those moments.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best, I feel like we just were in the NICU, like, last week, and they're 6 and a half. And that's the thing. When you think back to your own first memories, it's around this age. And I don't want them to remember me not being there when they wake up.
Gotcha.
You don't get that back.
Yeah.
What was your first memory, AJ? Do you remember?
That time I was got crushed by the
bird feeder.
Yeah, I was like 3. Yeah.
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 He was pulling the cement bird bath over onto his head. And
I
his
wanted
grandfather
to see him. Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, my grandfather's dying from, killing myself accidentally.
Yeah, you would have became a pancake.
Yep. I've been around her.
This explains a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And it hasn't changed ever since.
Heidi, thanks for coming on. Great to hear your voice. We got to get you in studio.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love you guys. Thank you
love
so
you too.
Much.
Thank
right
you,
back
thank
at
you. Thank you.
Love
you
too.
10 awesome years, and she's not done yet. She will be back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.